We're at the newly renovated Smale Park in downtown Cincinnati. What makes this the most appropriate place to hold the 150th anniversary commemoration of the Black Brigade?
I think the great thing about this monument being built here in the park is this is actually the location that the Black Brigade would have crossed the Ohio River on their journey into Kentucky. With that, when they were crossing over the river, they would have been giving up their freedom in a way because Kentucky law stated that as a free African-American coming into Kentucky, they risk losing that freedom.
Tell me a little bit about the Black Brigade and why they had to cross the river.
The Black Brigade of Cincinnati was a group of African-Americans that formed in early fall, late summer of 1862. They were going over into Kentucky. At first, they were forced into Kentucky. They were kidnapped off the streets of Cincinnati by gunpoint, forced to build roads and fortifications to stop an advancement of Confederate troops coming towards the city of Cincinnati. Eventually, on September 4th of 1862, Judge W. Dixon played a very big role, which we're actually standing in front of a sculpture dedicated to him, and a member of the Black Brigade is actually handing him a sword to kind of represent that today. But with his help, they were actually able to volunteer for service. They went in from September 4th all the way up to September 20th and really worked to clear all the roads. And it's kind of a fascinating story because these men weren't going with guns. They were going with shovels and picks. And to think that, hey, you had this huge Confederate group of men coming towards the city of Cincinnati, and you know they were carrying guns, you know they had cannons, but this group of African Americans were so dedicated to finally getting people to see them as citizens of the United States, and they wanted to protect their families and their homes, just as everyone else that was fighting in the Civil War.
Tell me about the bronze placards that surround the park. They kind of tell the story.
Yes, the bronze pieces that go throughout the monument really get into telling the story of what was going on. They actually start with the first 2 days of the siege of Cincinnati and how African Americans were pretty much kidnapped off the streets. And it tells day by day what was going on pretty much up through the Black Brigade and the key events.
The Freedom Center has planned activities and events to celebrate the anniversary on September 9th. What do you have going on? What's going to happen?
We will be open 11 to 5 that day. We hope that the public will come down. We'll have vignettes of stories of the actual men of the Black Brigade. You'll see their names right underneath the bronze plaques throughout the monument. There is some information about the men, but we get into a lot more detail, and we'll have those throughout the Freedom Center on that day. We'll have $5 admission for everybody to come. On that day, we're actually putting a call out to ancestors of the Black Brigade actually to join us at the Freedom Center at 4 o'clock for a reception to those members. Then we'll come down here to the monument, and we'll actually be celebrating with the park board the dedication at 5:30 p.m. We'll also be teaming up with the Cincinnati Reds, and they will have reenactors of the Black Brigade actually on the field prior to the game, and then we'll have them at the Freedom Center leading up to the dedication of the monument. So there's going to be a whole bunch of events that are taking place.
You can find out how to get more information about the Black Brigade and the commemoration celebration on our website at wnku.org under local news. Richard Cooper, thank you.
Thank you very much.